जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदनन्दन ब्रजजन रञ्जन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद, जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव, विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृताचार्य अष्टोत्तस्थ भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी जगतगुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बंद की जय, भागवतम महापुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ते भगवती नैष्ट की। वी आर रीडिंग टुडे
फ्रॉम
कैंटो वन चैप्टर सेवन वर्स नंबर 35। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। मैनम् पार्थाहसि त्रातुम् ब्रह्म बंधुम् इमाम् जहि यासाव अनागसः सुप्तान् अवदिन्निषि बालकन् मैनम् पार्थार्हसि त्रातुम् ब्रह्म बंधुम् इमाम् जहि योसाव अनागसः सुप्तान् अब्दिन्निषि बालकन् मैनम् पार्थार्हसि त्रातुम् ब्रह्म बंधुमिमाम् जहि योसाव अनागसः सुप्तान् अब्दिन्निषि बालकन्। सुप्तान् अवदिन्निषि बालकान्। माताजी मैनम् पार्थार्हसि त्रातुम् ब्रह्म बंधुम् इमाम् जहि अवदीम निशि बालकम्। मैनम नेवर अन टू हिम पार्थ ओ अर्जुन अरहसी ओट टू त्रातुम गिव रिलीज ब्रह्म बंधुम रिलेटिव ऑफ ब्राह्मण इमाम हिम जाही किल याह ही हु हैज आसो दोज अनागश फॉल्टलेस सुप्तम वाइल स्लीपिंग अवादित किल्ड निशी एट नाइट बालकन द बॉयज। Lord Krishna's translation, Lord Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a Brahman, Brahman Bandhu, for he has killed innocent boy in their sleep. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Brahman Bandhu is significant. A person who happens to take birth in the family of a Brahmana but is not qualified to be called a Brahmana is addressed as a relative of a Brahman and not as Brahman. The son of a high court judge is not virtually a high court judge, but there is no harm in addressing a high court judge's son as related of the honorable justice. Therefore, as by birth only one does not become a high court judge, so also one does not become a brahmana simply by birthright, but by acquiring the necessary qualification of a brahmana. As the high court judgeship is a post for the qualified man, So also the post of a brahmana is attainable by qualification only. The Shastra enjoin that even if good qualification are seen in a person born in a family other than that of a brahmana, the qualified man has to be accepted as brahmana. And similarly, if a person born in the family of a brahmana is void of brahminical qualification, then he must be treated as a non-brahmana, or in better term, a relative of a brahmana. Lord Sri Krishna, the supreme authority of all religious principles, the Vedas, has personally pointed out these differences, and he is about to explain the reason for this in the following slokas. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namade. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschate Desatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktabinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I want to thank the temple authority for giving me this opportunity to speak a few words for my own purification. And I also extend a very hearty welcome to all the assembled devotees for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. From the point of view of respecting your valuable time, it has always been an anxiety and concern for speakers like myself that I may speak something worthwhile so that your time is properly utilized. Not only your time, and I purify my consciousness through this process. Another anxiety is also that in the pages of Bhagavatam we hear the qualification of a speaker. It begins with that, in fact. In first chapter, first canto, verse number 6. What is expected from a speaker? The speaker should be sinless. As far as I am concerned, I can understand the language of less sin. But sinless is a really tall order. Another qualification is required, who has studied and taught. I can understand the language of reading and talking. But studying and teaching really requires a lot of understanding and purity. And with regard to scrutinizing the study, the another requirement of the Vedanta Sutra. What is this Vedanta Sutra is still a mystery. But I am fortunate. The fourth part is that he should be speaking in parampara and have the blessing of the acharya. So I am not qualified. It is not my glory. It is the mercy that of the previous acharya and my guru. What he says, that continue this service. Your words would be useful and worthwhile for at least one individual. And who is that one individual? That is you. So that motivates me to speak. Also, in Kali Yuga, it is we all know Mand Sumand Matayo. We have a very short memory.
So, whatever we hear, whatever you all have heard, the essence you may be knowing, but not the detail, that what you heard about 7 days ago, what you heard about a month ago or a year ago. So we have, our memory is very short. It is a very, very humbling experience for me. And sometime when a student comes to Gopal Garden, it is a fact that a child has passed 6th standard and applied for 7th standard. So he is legally allowed to be admitted in 7th. But in order to serve the child better, we want to assess and understand that at what level the child is today, so that we can help the child in 7th standard properly. So we, the academic team, hand over a paper of the previous class, that is 6th standard. And when that paper of 6th standard comes in my hand, especially with regard to history, geography and science, I sometimes feel, could I have solved this? Though I have passed, but I have forgotten. This is what my memory is. So, history or geography hai badi bewafa. Raat bhar ratta maro aur subah tak sab safa. This is what our memory is. We are talking of schooling days. What to speak of the graduation, what we give. And if somebody gives us that paper today, probably we will not even pass. So this is a great contribution of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, that He has given us this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. We can read at home, we can study at home, and we can hear in classes like this. Past several months has given a very humbling experience. Many soldiers in Srila Prabhupada's army has left us. And one of them also happens to be my family member, His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu. I will always be indebted for whatever he has done for me and my family. During these 6 months' time, I do not know why, one day, I was contemplating and thinking, has Mahaprabhu Prabhu done something ever wrong to me? You know, the mind is, we all know, I do not know why this thought came, first of all, but this is how the mind works. And trust me, in spite of devoting 30 seconds or little more, I could not remember a single incident in last 50 years which I could recollect that Mahaprabhu has done anything ever wrong to me. And you know why? I was contemplating because my heart is filled with gratitude for whatever he has done for me and my family. And most important of all, that he has given me encouragement, facilities, exposure, introduction to the purpose of life and shelter of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So, when we are grateful, nothing negative can enter in our mind. If we are grateful to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, then all His centers, when He has said they are all Vaikuntha, and each center has its own dynamics, different type of people managing the affairs, and different type of people they are catering to, they have their own set of problems. And we start poking our nose and saying, why this is not really happening the way it is should be happening? So if we are grateful, we will not get into that area. If we are grateful to the facility that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Dolinath Radhanath Swami Maharaj, we have an excellent hospital Bhaktivedanta Udayani. We saw the utility, especially during COVID time. What to speak COVID time, all other time. That today, many of may not have the facility of leaving the body, but chanting or hearing the holy name of the Lord, and many are living in that state because of that facility. And not only their life is perfected when they are leaving body, but during the time when they need cure, they are perfectly taken care of. This very temple, how we have been nurtured. Gopal's Garden High School. Please understand, in the city of Mumbai, just 70 kilometers away, we have the same facility of Brajadham. For whom? For us. And if we are grateful, we will do everything to encourage. Or if we are ungrateful, we will find fault. Why so and so, such and such thing is happening at Govardhan? So, it is, you know, it's a simple thing. We all like yatras. And how grateful we are. But even during the yatra, sometime we end up finding, why, like this, it is not there. So remaining in the grateful state and culture and giving time to develop that state, I would say is the safest place to advance in Krishna consciousness. This is what I learned from the incidents of my realization of being grateful to Mahaprabhu Prabhu. I may pray that I may always remain in this mood, not as a Markata Vairagya Chetana to my all the Vaishnavas, all devotees, my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And this is the consciousness. Because if our attitude is like this, main dhanyavad karun, to kahan tak karun? Main dhanyavad karun, to kahan tak karun? Maine sir jhukaya kam, par tere ehsaan bahut hai. Kitni कि हम कितनी बार मस्तक झुका सकते हैं, क्योंकि हमारी कृतज्ञता हमने इतनी महसूस की है, तो फिर कहां से फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग मेंटालिटी आएगी? सो दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वी आर ऑल एक्सपीरियंसिंग सम काइंड ऑफ एंजाइटी. तप्त जीवनम, बट व्हाट इज द सॉल्यूशन? तव कथामृतम. जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं यो वेति तत्त्वता त्यक्त्वा देहम पुनर्जन्म नेतिना. Anyone who knows this, my transcendental activities won't have to take birth again in this material. Shrimad Bhagavatam also says, तस्माद् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवान ईश्वर हरि श्रोतव्यः कीर्तव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्च इच्छता अवयम. How we'll get avayam, how we'll get rid of miseries? Only if we are connected about hearing the pastime of the Lord, glorifying His activities, and also remembering the personality of Godhead. The solution is there. Atapta jivanam will vanquish. The byproduct of studying Srimad Bhagavatam is what? Santosh, Shukh and Santi. We are all looking for this. Superficially, we think that Bhagwan ke mandir mein gaye, to sukh milega, sukun milega, shanti milegi, and ghar mein sab theek thaak rahega. But above all, we will have a sambandh. We will establish relationship. And so, through the pages of Bhagavatam, sloka or stories, we may get some byproduct of peace, but the main thing, establishing our relationship with the Lord. Ramayana talks about in this chapter, because of the animosity, Aswatthama did what he did. And Srila Prabhupada tells us, why we are here in this material world? Because we were envious of Krishna. And if you want to get rid of the envy, please study Ramayana. And Siddhama Prabhu is mentioning that the envious nature is a kata, what he was referring in the whole class. And if we want to get rid of this kata, otherwise it will keep hurting us. And at what time? At the most required time, I am giving a Bhagavatam class. And I need to be sober. And that kata of envy, I will not be able to discharge my duty. So any time this envious kata can disturb us. So we need to. Mahabharata, samaj mein parivartan के लिए आवश्यक है और श्रीमद् भागवतम हृदय में परिवर्तन के लिए आवश्यक है. सो वी हैव टू बी कनेक्टेड विद द पुराणस, रामायण, महाभारत, गीता, श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी, सो दैट वी हैव द राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दी पुराण. वी शुड डिस्कस. सो when anyone Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was once giving a class, that you have wonderful association, you have everything whatever is required to be happy and continue your Krishna consciousness. So he was saying, who are our presiding deities? Our presiding deities are Madan Mohan, Govinda and Radha Gopinath. They are Sambandh, Abhidev and Prabhayodhan. So we have right in our campus, right in our temple, we have Madan Gopal Prabhu and all these personalities were sitting when he was giving this class in Brahmachari Ashram. We have Govinda Prabhu. We have Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And then he said, which is the most worshipable place on the planet Earth? That happens to be in Braj. And that place is Radha Kund. So we have Radha Kund Prabhu also here. And then he said, who manifested the Braj Dham and made this available to all of us? He said, Gauranga. So Gauranga Prabhu was also said, so we also have Gauranga. And who made the bhakti available to all of us? The teaching of Nityananda. So we have a brahmachari by the name of Nityananda. So we have Nityananda here. And what is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, Nityananda? The mission of Gauranga and Nityananda is Sankirtan. So we have Sankirtan right here sitting, Sankirtan Prabhu. And then he talked about and said, the understanding, how do we understand the Sankirtan movement of propagated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us Shishtashtakam. So Shishtashtakam Prabhu is here. So what he was trying to encourage us, that we won't have to look for happiness or changes. Sometime when we get into the ashram, we are resolute in purpose. Any ashram, beginning of our sadhana bhakti, we are enthusiastic. Getting into grihastha ashram, yes, I will do like this. And then we get entangled. So everywhere the temptations are different. And our definition also changed. Maybe if I'll do like this, I'll be more happy. But sometimes we are disappointed. Is duniya mein hum thoda sukh paane ke liye bahut jyada pareshan rehte hain. And if we learn to satisfy in the situation wherever we are, Krishna has placed us, that is really a safest place. Because to catch Krishna, if we know the science, to catch a rat, we need a pinjara. And to catch Krishna, we need to only hear and read. Simplest formula. These narrations in the Bhagavatam can be bewildering. I may not be able to answer all the questions. Pandavas, before the battle, went through hell, in our terminology. Test after test. During the battle, they lost their son, Abhimanyu. Brave, young, intelligent, powerful Kshatriya was killed in a conspiracy. And now, 5 children sleeping have been slaughtered. By whom? And by what? A sword given by Lord Shiva. And later on, this Brahmastra, and then the last descendant, life in the womb of Mother Uttara, was also in danger. So this is how in this chapter, what we learn. We have heard almost everything about this chapter. So what we learn in this chapter? That even the most fortunate person go through misfortune. Pandavas were relative, friend, associates of Krishna. Most fortunate. But they went through it. Another. The anger and enmity has no end. Recently there was a match between England and New Zealand. Semi-final. A wicket-keeper of New Zealand, his name is Conway. He was playing very well, and somehow or the other, he played a shot what he was disappointed with, and he put the New Zealand in a position where they could have lost, they could have lost the match. So, when he reached to the dressing room, he punched his bat with his own hand. And his wrist got fractured. His dream of, though the New Zealand team won the match and they were qualified for, but because of the anger of frustration, what? His dream of playing the World Cup final was shattered. Another, recently we heard in the paper, we read in the paper on 7th or 8th of November, immediately after Diwali, a young couple was in love. They were from different community, 23 and 25 year old. And they were in love. So, what happens? Yes, we want to get married. Saathi re, tere bina bhi kya jeena. And they got married. Sure enough, after 1 year, they were divorced. Why? बारिश के बाद छाता भी बोझ लगता है. दस्तूर कुछ ऐसा है इस जमाने का. So they are not spared. But the boy, in spite of getting separated, the boy contacted this girl on 7th or 8th November because it was her birthday. The girl refused to meet the boy. Why? Because she was moving on with the life. But this guy, tum kisi aur ko chahogi, to muskil hogi. Now, see the anger. To what level? The girl is traveling in an auto in the broad daylight of 4 o'clock at Chembur. He takes it over his motorcycle. It came in the Times of India. So I read. And he removed his knife and gave 5-6 stabbing, and she died on the spot. This is what the world we are living in. Breakup is probably the norm in this society. But if these soul, some way or the other, has the connection with the teaching of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and understand what real love is, then probably even with the breakup or with the makeup, they will be able to sail through in this world of miseries. What is true love? That we learn from Bharat reached to Rama. Long story, but in brief, he is requesting, please come back to Ayodhya. And after long discussion, Ramchandji says, Bharat, tumhare prem ki jeet hui. और जो राज्य तुम मुझे देने आए हो, मैं उसे स्वीकार करता हूं. भरत इज जुबिलेंट, दिस इज व्हाट आई वांटेड. राम पॉज एंड सेज, लेकिन मेरा तुमसे एक अनुरोध है. मेरे इस राज्य को तुम 14 वर्ष तक संभाल के रखना. दिस इज प्रेम. और भरत बोलते हैं, बड़े निर्मोही हो भैया. इन बॉलीवुड टर्म से, चाकू भी मारा और खून भी नहीं निकला. सो व्हेन दिस द राम व्हेन राम व्हेन वी हियर दिस पास्ट टाइम, वेदर इज अ सबरी का बेर और द गोपीज लव, देन वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट द Prabhupada's word, if we remember, there is nothing like real love in this material world. It's only lust. And what we learn, the third thing, Krishna protects his devotee. And the fourth, Draupadi and Yudhishthir promotes mercy. And fifth, Krishna supplies discrimination. We have the liberty of discussing, debating, and arriving at the decision. Krishna will not give the decision for us. And last, Krishna and Bhima promotes justice. In sloka number 34, the Lord talks about Chama, Daya and Kripa. And today we are reading sloka number 35. And sloka number 35 says, no mercy. Haridas Prabhu, Haridas Thakur Prabhu must be wondering, yesterday I gave class of 34 sloka, and in that I heard, I read and I discussed on Krishna is angry, Arjun is angry, and Roni Nandan Prabhu is talking about in 34 sloka, Chama, Daya and Kripa. So Satyanand Prabhu will say, relax Prabhuji, ye jo 60 wala group hota hai na, jo 60 plus, wo kabhi kabhi goof up kar dete hain, kyunki unka unhone ek dusre yug ki katha padhi thi. Wo yug alag tha, that avatar was different, that shastra was different, that history was different, and the speaker was different. Who was that speaker? That speaker was Valmiki. Though the sloka was 34. And what was the sloka? Vibhishano va Sugriva yadi va Ravana Swayam Abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami idad bratam mama. There the Lord is talking, what? Oh Sugriva, what are you talking? Even if it was Ravan today, and if he comes and surrendered, I am yours, I will give him Abhay. This is my promise. And here the Lord is talking to Arjun, show no mercy. So whatever the Lord does, it is beyond our understanding. We have to just try and understand Krishna's will. And we should not try and understand Krishna's will, we should just submit to Krishna's will. For Krishna, nothing is impossible. When Bali Maharaj was given the boon that I will be your doorkeeper, Krishna was, Vamandev was doorkeeper. Lakshmi was feeling separation. She went to, what is this? I'm missing you. No, I'm committed to Bali Maharaj. So Krishna expanded himself in two. He was doorkeeper and he was also for Lakshmi. We also know 16,108 form of Krishna Narad witnessed. So, Krishna and Ram, there is no difference. Mukut ka difference hai. Unke chinna, unke sign, unka dress, unke pitambar, Vaidanti mala, and unki kripa, and why he does what he does, only he knows. This is not our subject matter of contemplating who is greater. Because our state, we are at the nursery. We can understand this with a very simple example. In Vrindavan, a group says, Radha Rani is great. Why? Because Krishna is massaging her feet. The other group says, Krishna is great. Because, and Radha Rani is wandering and crying in the forest of Vrindavan, remembering Krishna. So, actually, this is a matter of discussion between the two advanced devotees of the Lord. Jisko ki hum, Hindi mein ek word hai, jiska koi English ka vikalp nahi hai. There is no substitute to this word. This is a subject matter of a vinod of the devotees. It is not a joke and neither it is a laughter. It is not, I do not know how to translate vinod. So when these two devotees talk about who is great, they are only having vinod. So what happens in life sometime, we do not know. Arjuna is devotion is unquestionable, efficiency, power, but he was in a predicament. The first canto begins with differences amongst the devotee. What is the devotee? Draupadi and Yudhishthira saying, kill him. Why? Forgive him. Why? Aswatthama should be. Why? Because he is the son of a Brahmana. And also, he is son of our guru. And the other Pandavas are saying, he has done most abominable, sleeping children. He should be punished. So when there is a conflict between two people, it can be resolved with a theory. What is the theory? The theory that conflict cannot survive without your participation. If we are playing a match, badminton, the other party stops playing or serving, the match is over. The conflict remains, but the challenge is when the group of people are divided. How do we resolve? So, when Krishna desires, so at this juncture, what is left for us that we submit to the will of the Lord? And we contemplate what Krishna desires. Manmana badbhakto magyaji mam namaskaru. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam saranam braja. And what Krishna promises? Konteya pratijaniye mame bhaktya pranashati. Mahaprabhu used to talk a lot about one pastime of Srila Prabhupada in car center when to the different devotees coming this time in a confused state. So he would cite an example. Tamal Krishna Goswami once in Kumbh Mela approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Madhudish Prabhu is saying that there's a Krishna and Balram, there is one difference. That Krishna is black and Balram is white. Prabhupada said, yes, he is right. But Prabhupada, Yamuna Mataji says that Krishna plays Rasran, does Ras with the gopis And Balram does not.
So Prabhupada said, yes, she is right.
Kamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Prabhupada, how can they both be right?
So Prabhupada said, you are also right. So Prabhupada becomes serious and said, you decide.
They call me Prabhupada, but they treat me Prabhupada, like Prabhupada. So Krishna will not give us the answer. Through his teaching, we have to find. Sarvasya chaham hirdaya sanvisto. He will give the intelligence. So, we should not try to understand Krishna. This is the teaching. And the other part which I would like to speak on the basis of the purport of divine grace, which is I liked very much, that what is said, a person who happens to take birth in the family of Brahmana but is not qualified to be called a Brahmana. In this regard, the contribution of Srila Prabhupada is one of the greatest contributions to the society. His Grace Nandulal Prabhu in his class was mentioning that Ramchandji came and lived Dharma. Krishna came, lived Dharma and also spoke Dharma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he lived Dharma, he preached Dharma and he also left a bend of his follower. But what Srila Prabhupada did, he lived Dharma, he preached Dharma, he left his follower, and most important of all, he left the system of creating Vaishnavas. For 10,000 years, on the basis of qualification. This is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. We will always enough. Most of us are sitting here because of this mercy and able to render certain services directly in the DTC. Why? Otherwise, it would not have been possible. Because, again, in our country, anyone who is little pious, wearing saffron dress, wearing tilak, speak about Ramayana or Bhagavatam, people respect and they call him that this person is a Brahmana. With all due respect to the wonderful work done by the Gitapur Press, Gorakhpur, they have distributed millions and millions of copies of Vedic literature. And their leader was Mahavir Prasad Ji Poddar. In one of the article in the Kalyan Patrika, he wrote an article in that he mentioned glorifying Ramayana and saying anyone who reads Ramayana for 108 times, surely that person will see Lord Ram. Now, sure enough, few people read 108 times, but they did not see Ram. So they approached a saintly person. The saintly person chastised that he is a wonderful soul, distributing lot of book like this. How can I answer something what he has said? So go and ask him only. So the people went to Mahavir Prasad Ji Poddar. Mahavir Prasad Ji Poddar surrendered. He said, please understand that my intention was to motivate people to read Ramayana. But if it is disturbed, but can you imagine? In the process, he neglected the most important aspect of Srila Prabhupada's teaching, what we have been hearing. Unmotivated, uninterrupted. Don't stop after 108 reading and don't read with the purpose that what will I gain. This is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada. This is how he has created. We cannot imagine
what type of a people he was dealing with. We can talk for hours together. But the type of people, those who have not even heard the name of Krishna, he was dealing. And he has trained them as Brahmana. And now some of these devotees were cooking for Srila Prabhupada. So one day, a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, aapko kiske haath ka khana achha lagta hai? Instantly Prabhupada replied, mere khud ke haath ka. Food cooked by my own hand. I was contemplating on this. It is really deep. Is it not a fact? It is a reality. It is a truth. That he is the master chef. He knows it all. And naturally he would like what he cooks. But what we were talking, that Prabhupada has left systematically. Srila Prabhupada gave to all these devotees the required recipe, the ingredient, the method, the hand-on training, so that they can also cook in the kitchen of his preaching mission. All these delicious items, basic, starting from chanting, dancing, deity worship, distributing books, Vaishnava behavior, dressing the deities, cooking prasadam, how to offer, how to honor, and personal cleanliness, the list can be, we can talk for the rest of the class. So when these items were of the bhogas, but put on the plate for the pleasure of their lordship, he not only pleased the Lord, but in the process created an army of Brahmanas. And who are these people? They are not born in the family of a Brahmana. As I said, they had not even heard the name of Krishna. He gave them the qualification with kind of a patience. Prabhupada could very well have thought, I can do better, so why them? He could have said, explaining these bums will take a lot of my energy, so let me do myself. I can do it faster. Jitni der mein ye aata banate hain, utni der mein mera khana ban jata hai. And I enjoy cooking. He could have said that. And after all, it is related to the food item. It is the most important service I am doing to Krishna. And I will be eating that. It may affect my health. So, how can I give it to somebody else? And humbly speaking, why burden somebody else? Let me also only do this. The last thing. What if they do better than I do? Because they are American, they have technology, they are grasping it. Prabhupada was not thinking of all this. What was in his mind? Nagaradigram, English language. On the order of my Guru Maharaj to the Western country, I have come here to give them Krishna. Every town and village, the Vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come through. And I am so fortunate that I am an instrument in that. Therefore, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is a fact that he liked his own cooking. He liked his own food. But he, for the sake of love, for the sake of training, for the sake of creating Brahmanas, he relished the food cooked by his disciple. And this is how he created Brahma, Brahmana, those who were not born in the family of a Brahmana. We will always be, we can
For me, it was very easy to understand this aspect of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. When my daughter, Vishnupriya, was in 8th standard, she was sometime helping the mother in the kitchen. And in the 9th standard, one day we all decided that today, the whole meal would be prepared by her. She sat down with Tarla Dalal book, previous experience, and she decided to make paranta, mix the vegetable and raita. That is the day, the quantity what she had prepared, 3/4 of that I finished. Why? It was a presentation of love. It was, from my point of view, encouragement, training, and so this is the feeling a father gets, and Prabhupada treated all the children, his own children. And my daughter had an idea of kitchen. But these people had no idea. Aata kise bolte hain? Or dal kise bolte hain? So this is what Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And he gave us this culture. And so that we can continue our service in pleasing the Lord. During the lockdown, we all went through some kind of a test which we had not experienced in the past. And some of the people felt that we were kaidi. So what was their consciousness when the lockdown opened? They became bhogi. Now, let me compensate what I did not do. If we were thinking ourselves to be kaidi. And some became from kaidi to bhogi and bhogi to some it was vairagi. They contemplated the nature of this material world on the basis of teaching of Srila Prabhupada. So somehow or the other, because of his teaching, somehow I have connection to some worldly people, those who are maybe some parents, some acquaintance, some people trying to contact me because of my previous relation. The kind of anxiety the world has gone through, that has not been seen in all those who had access to Srila Prabhupada's teaching. It means it works. And it will work. And to the proportion, we take shelter of his teaching. So we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada. And if we keep this consciousness of gratefulness, then we will not find fault. And advance in Krishna consciousness, when we pray, O my Lord, please engage me in your service. And then we chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I thank you all for your attentive listening. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.